Good Thursday morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me on this beautiful morning as we begin our day together reading Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 18. Yesterday's reading was about the parable of the sower. In today's reading, Jesus explains the parable. Today's reading also includes the parables of the weeds, of the mustard seed, and of yeast. And God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So, let's begin reading Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 18. Listen, then, and learn what the parable of the sower means. Those who hear the message about the kingdom, but do not understand it, are like the seeds that fell along the path. The evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in them. The seeds that fell on rocky ground stand for those who receive the message gladly as soon as they hear it, but it does not sink deep into them, and they don't last long. So when trouble or persecution comes because of the message, they give up at once. The seeds that fell among the thorn bushes stand for those who hear the message, but the worries about this life and the love for riches choke the message, and they don't bear fruit. And the seeds sown in good soil stand for those who hear the message and understand it. They bear fruit, some as much as 100, others 60, and others 30. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man sowed good seed in his field. One night when everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the plants grew and the heads of grain began to form, then the weeds showed up. The man's servants came and said to him, "Sir, it was good seed that you sowed in your field. Where did these weeds come from?" "It was some enemy who did this," he answered. "Do you want us to go and pull up the weeds?" they asked him. "No," he answered, "because as you gather the weeds, you might pull up some of the wheat along with them. Let the wheat and the weeds both grow together until the harvest. Then I will tell the harvest workers to pull up the weeds first, tie them in bundles and burn them, and then to gather the wheat and put it in my barn." Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man takes a mustard seed and sows it in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it grows up, it is the biggest of all plants. It becomes a tree so that the birds come and make their nest in its branches. Jesus told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A woman takes some yeast and mixes it with a bushel of flour until the whole batch of dough rises. Jesus used parables to tell all these things to the crowds. He would not say a thing to them without using a parable. He did this to make come true what the prophet had said, "I will use parables when I speak to them. I will tell them things unknown since the creation of the world." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 13, verse 23, where Jesus said, "The seeds sown in good soil stand for those who hear the message and understand it. They bear fruit, some as much as 100, others 60, and others 30. And so it's interesting that we have, we could say maybe 4 different kinds of church members here. People that go to church and sit in the pews. And out of the 4 different kinds, 75%, 3/4 of them, the same seed is sown into their lives, but because of whatever is happening in their lives, it has no effect. But praise God for that last 25%, for the 1/4 of the people sitting in those pews and listening to the preaching of the Word of God, that they accept it, they embrace it, they go home and they open up their Bibles and they study it and read about it, and they then have a 100-fold return. Maybe their lives, because they love God and they're living their lives according to God's Word, their lives bring 100 more people into the kingdom. maybe their lives bring 60 more people or 30 more people into the kingdom. The main thing is this, that because they've received the Word of God and they have matured in it and they're acting and walking in it, their lives have purpose and they have an eternal impact. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I want to hear your message and understand it. Nurture my faith so that it grows like a mustard seed and gives glory to you. Amen. Well, our time together today has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will still be in Matthew chapter 13, but this time we'll be beginning at verse 36, where Jesus continues teaching about the kingdom of heaven by means of several more parables. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.